solutions for every business need. At GFI Digital, we make technology simple.
Are you looking for an easy way to sell your home? Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier can give you an instant cash offer. No showings, repairs, or hassles, just cash in hand. No wonder they're the top agents in St. Louis. Call the Gelmans today or go online to 590homes.com. That's 590homes.com and start packing.
Shop local for all of your medical and sanitation supply needs with family-owned St. Louis staple Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Work with Marco and his family directly, and they will handle your order. Masks, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Everyone is getting back to work, and Bertarelli Cutlery can customize your plexiglass dividers for your workplace. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he will take your order and take care of you.
Our homes are where we feel the most happy, safe, and secure. So when we see signs of foundation problems like cracks and uneven floors, we want to make sure it's fixed forever. At Woods Basement Systems, we understand. We've been eliminating foundation worries since 1986. Call Woods at 800-388-9326 for a free estimate. That's 800-388-9326 and stop worrying. Foundation problems don't get better with time. They get better with us, the All Things Basement-y experts. Go online to woodsbasementsystems.com today. That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. They are proud to announce their 2020 Train Special, the same system they're installing in my home. This state-of-the-art system includes a 16 SEER rated air conditioner and a variable speed furnace to remove humidity, balance out temperature differences, and make your home more comfortable. Available with financing terms you can't beat. For more information, contact the official HVAC company of the morning after, Design Air Heating and Cooling, at designair.net.
It's tough keeping up with the evolving technology of today's business environment. GFI Digital has you covered, offering the latest in copiers, managed print, and customized IT solutions for every business need. At GFI Digital, we make technology simple.
Are you looking for an easy way to sell your home? Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier can give you an instant cash offer. No showings, repairs, or hassles, just cash in hand. No wonder they're the top agents in St. Louis. Call the Gelmans today or go online to 590homes.com. That's 590homes.com and start packing.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street.
Very awkward today. We have a guest.
With those blue,
we never have guests.
On a ray.
He wants to take part in the Burke segment.
Yeah, well, something special to do that.
This rover.
Go f*** yourself, San Diego.
We should have two versions of that. One for the tower, FCC, right, and the other for the streaming people, where it's intact. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Large Morning Show in the afternoon on this, the 15th day of September. And if you know your music from the 60s, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Hold on. You saw me press it.
We have a guy in here who's wants to get in the business. He's worked at the high school station. I wanted it to get a dose of professionalism. And right at the very beginning, you didn't have the thing.
It was a fraction of a second. You saw me press it. I had to wait for it to load up.
It was pretty quick because Willie wasn't done, and you started doing it before Willie was even done.
Okay. Jack is your name, right?
Yeah.
Jack, what's your last name?
Bullard. B-U-L-L-A-R-D.
Bullard. Okay. Let's just go ahead now. Welcome. Jack Bullard.
All right, Jack Bullard in the studio.
Jack.
Thank you so much.
Jack, here's the, because of tremendous technology, we're going to edit out Limey's little delay, and it won't go over there. Never here.
It won't exist.
Thank you. So I edit that out. We'll try this again.
What mistake?
He hit the 3rd of June thing a little bit late. There was a lag.
Listeners won't know that, though.
Jack, shut up. Okay. go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah.
Radio edit.
And if you know your 60s music, you know that today, the 15th of September, is another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
See, seamless. Now, Jack, do you know that song?
No.
Well, you wouldn't necessarily be supposed to know it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, 50 years old or whatever. So, this is the Large Morning Show of the afternoon. Welcome, everyone, in case you're wondering, hey, who's that other voice in there? I don't know. No, not you. I never met the guy. Dan said that you have worked on the yard sale on Saturday. Is that right?
Yeah, for about just over a year.
You know what's interesting? I own that show, and I've never heard of you. I didn't know you worked in there.
He's our intern.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So you get credit, school credit for that?
No.
I thought that's what internships were.
You just get to hang out.
I just wanted to do it for, like, the work and experience.
Well, hold on. I'm sorry. Somebody young who wants to just work? What's wrong with you? Don't you know you're supposed to be in the basement playing video games all the time? You're not supposed to work. So let's just get right to why you're here and who you are. And your mom, I know, is outside. Is she listening, by the way?
She's definitely listening. I think so.
Okay. Well, I hope so. So you're in high school.
Yeah.
You're 15.
16.
You hesitated. Are you 16 yet?
I'm 16. I turned 17 in December.
Okay.
Oh, you really are 16. So you have a driver's license?
Permit.
Why not a license at 16?
You've already said seven times.
Yeah, I know.
You gotta stop saying that.
He's nervous.
Hold on a minute. Hold. That won't necessarily keep you out of the business. There's a guy on at another station. He says it all the time. Every sentence, three or four times a sentence. It's not a job killer.
True.
But Tim's right.
Yeah. Sorry.
No. I thought that.
Jack, come on, man.
I just thought that I wasn't responsible enough to drive yet.
Wow.
Well, this is an unusual, because I have
panic disorder, so I need to get that kind of more in check before I operate a 2-ton automobile going 70 miles an hour.
I have that too, a panic thing. So you are almost, you were 17, when December, what date?
December 5th.
Okay.
Say that again.
Oh, man.
Well, let me just tell you, we have cured each other of doing all kinds of things that we didn't realize we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
We have...
Oh, Frank said
you just said it.
That's different. No, that was a dramatic... we have stopped hundreds of thousands of people from when they're telling a story, they say, and then we went to the store. Anyway, he can't...
But anyway...
Yeah, see, we shut with the brakes on that. And anybody who listens a lot, when they start to say it, or they hear somebody say it, in their heads they hear Bernice, and they don't say it anymore. I used to say all the time, what I'm trying to stop now is, oh my goodness. I say it all the time. I say it too much. I'm trying to stop it. The thing is okay on occasion for dramatic separation but if you do it all the time, so we're just trying to keep you from doing it all the time. Everyone calls okay.
If you listen to Mike
Especially
Shannon,
when you talk for a living, it's kind of awkward.
Yeah, but if you listen to Mike Shannon talk, he says okay almost all the time at the end of a sentence.
Let's not use him as an example, though. Oh, of something not to do, maybe. But
yeah,
he can get away with it because he's Mike Shannon.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter what he does.
So, I was over at Fast Eddie's, and I was doing this, okay? And then I sat down, and I had a frosty one, okay? And then I went out. Thank you, Mike. Okay.
You see, when you've made it, it doesn't matter. Nobody cares. Mm-mm. They don't care.
Hey, Limey, turn my mic off for a second.
All right.
We turn my mic off for a second.
Hey, Jack, is your mom single?
I think we picked that up over there.
Oh, no.
Almost 17, got a girlfriend?
No.
Are you homosexual? Well, no, that's a legitimate question. I don't care if you are. I really don't.
I said again, but I'm not.
It was a nervous so maybe you are homosexual. Are you? Because if we are okay with that.
No, it was just a shocking question. I didn't expect it.
Yeah,
it's going to get worse.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, this is the introduction.
I should have expected it, though.
Well, I am the king of shocking questions.
Right.
And I like to just get to what most people wonder about. And one was, do you have a girlfriend? If you don't, you're homosexual, and that's okay, because at 15, I didn't really have a girlfriend either, and I'm not homosexual, and if you are, it's okay. I'd say, who's your boyfriend?
Right.
Jack, I've been on the air with him for 3 years. He asks me the same two questions every day. Do you have a girl? Do you have a girlfriend, and are you homosexual? I mean, it's a, he asks me it every day for 3 years.
That makes sense, though.
So, you... where do you go to high school?
I go to Rockwood Summit.
I missed what they said.
Sorry.
He took a shot at me. It was good.
He knows it makes sense, though, that he would do that.
What was that school again?
Rockwood Summit High School.
Oh, that's the all-gay high school. No. I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Now, yeah. You... I said, but... It's a, it was a thinking
of. Oh, no, it was a professional
I'm going to recall. It was. Thank you. Now, hang on, Larry. That was a think. It's called a thinking where you are creating questions because I haven't prepared any questions because I never met you. And Dad just said, do you mind if this guy comes in and you're here to plug something, whatever? I didn't care because you work on the yard sale, one of the greatest weekend radio shows.
The greatest weekend show.
Okay. Well said. I like that guy. I like him, yeah. I like it. What grade...
Junior. I'm a junior.
Now, this is a question I used to hate to get at your age. What do you think you want to do when you get out of school?
This.
Why?
Because it's fun. I
do
really
you not
enjoy
care about
it?
Eating and having a house and a car and making a living? Nope. You don't care about that?
No, he doesn't.
Having a future. Not right now, really. I mean, I still live with my parents, so...
Prepare to do that till 50. Okay. If you get in this business. And I'm sort of not kidding. Radio, the time to really have been in radio, the heyday of radio, would have been 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, even through the 80s into the 90s. What do you think has happened to radio now? What do you think is killing, not killing radio completely, especially talk radio, but what do you think is taking the wind out of the sails of radio? And the wind in the sails is money that comes from commercials. What do you think has hurt us?
I would assume most likely either streaming services like Netflix that give movies or just the whole podcast business.
You are all around it. Social media.
Mm-hmm.
Because 20 years ago, if somebody wanted to listen to music, they turned the radio on. If you want to listen to music now, you go to your phone. All my music's in my phone. But talk radio, see, can still survive and stay alive. Oh, that was like a rhyme. I didn't realize it. Because you can't replace that with some, a lot of it is so topical and current that 3 days from now, it's old news. So if you're going to get into it, do this. Now, what kind of radio do you want to be on the air?
Yeah, yes.
And talk really about do. What?
Just kind of... things I find funny or just
okay, so you don't
want to
be a sportscaster, you don't want to call play-by-play, you don't want to be a newsman.
I used to want to be like a sports person, but as I kind of got into it more, I just realized that sports talk wasn't really my thing, especially because like so much of it is theoretical, and all they do is talk about like, oh, what if we trade like a righty for a lefty, and it's just boring.
You also have to have a very distinctive, crisp, clear... like John Hadley. You have to be distinct, and you have to know how to enunciate. Do you know who John Hadley is? It's okay
I've
to
heard,
say no. No, it's okay to say no. You
I've heard. I've heard of him.
Okay.
That's right, dude. You know.
Now, do you work part-time anywhere, or just the intern thing?
Just the intern thing.
So you said you want to get on the radio and talk just like we do. Just things that people would talk about if they sat around in their backyard in the neighborhood.
Well, yeah, just kind of like how I hang out with my friends. Like, you know, I teased Tim earlier, but it's because like I tease people who I respect, and like having a room like that where we can just, you know, make fun of each other or
the way you do with good friends and family members. Now I'm gonna show you part of radio that you're gonna have to put up with for a while. I just bought my coffee cup and I just spilled a little splash. Would you get a paper towel out of the bathroom for me?
Love to.
Okay. Listen to this guy.
Wow.
Yeah. Come on, man. Hurry up. So, I like this guy. He's got the right attitude.
Well, this is radio, so I think a description of Jack would be appropriate, especially while he's tending to your spillage.
I say, let's let him describe himself to the audience.
Okay, because I think he looks like somebody.
You do?
Say it. I think he looks like somebody famous.
What's he
doing? Thank you, Jack. He went to get me some paper towels because I just spilled a drop of coffee here. Now, see, he didn't say, goodness. I'm not here to get paper towels. He didn't say that. He said, sure, I'd be happy to. He just did it. That's right. Thank you, Limey. You just did it. Like Nike, just do it.
Can-do attitude.
I'm waiting. When Jack gets his earbuds back in, I want to ask you. You only use one?
Yeah. Whenever I have two, like, things, like, right here, like, whenever I have both inputs
now,
in...
Now, you just did something like that's a no-no in radio. You said right here, and you pointed your head. They can't see that.
When I have two things in my ears...
Yeah.
You
get vertigo?
No, it just feels like I'm, like... It gives me kind of like claustrophobic.
It's too much.
Yeah.
I get you.
Mm-hmm. So just one.
Okay. Now, Tim thinks you look like somebody. Is it somebody famous, Tim? Mm-hmm.
Probably. I get Dwayne Johnson a lot. As people say that.
Now, that's fun. Because, folks, I'm sitting here looking at it. He looks nothing like Dwayne Johnson.
Someone stopped me the other day. They said, Brock. Did they take a picture. No,
you,
Brock.
Okay, you've done the Dwayne Johnson bit. Right. It's over.
That's old.
Now, who do you seriously think? Because I don't know. I'm trying to.
I've heard.
I think I know
who
it is.
I've heard an overweight version of Flash Gordon. That's one I've heard.
Okay. Overweight version. No.
Chowder from Monster House.
No.
No. I think I know who it is. And I'll tell you if he hits the one I think it is. Go ahead. Keep going. Who do you think he thinks you look like?
One of my friends said I look like Chris Farley if he were blonde.
No,
but
no,
but that's pretty much all I get.
Ed Sheeran?
No.
Ed Sheeran?
Well, I don't know.
No.
Who do you think it is?
I'm going to tell you who it is. It's because of the way he wears his hair, it's the color of his hair, and his physique. He is a dead ringer for John Daly.
Ooh.
Oh!
You know who that is? The golfer is a golfer.
Yeah.
A young John Daly. He's right.
You're right.
He's got blonde hair. He bangs straight down to the eyebrows. Yep. Little hefty above the waist, and drinks a lot, like John Daly.
Do you drink a lot?
Raging alcoholic.
No, I'm terrified of drugs and alcohol.
Good for you.
Absolutely terrified.
Good for you. Look up John Daly later tonight.
Looking him up right now.
And you'll see. Tim's right. Young John Daly. Do you play golf?
No, I'm awful at it. No? I try, sometimes. But
really you don't play regular golf?
No, not at all.
Okay. You might want to. Because it's a big deal, and a lot of business deals are made on the golf course, and it seems like everybody plays golf. Well, I have to make a decision whether or not we want to keep you in here long enough to plug whatever you wanted to plug, but I don't make decisions alone. We're going to have to talk about it. And it's awkward because you're here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have a quick discussion and see if we want to let you continue. Hang on a second.
No.
Okay, you...
What?
No. Well, Tim is outnumbered. You can continue. What is it that you wanted to, and what do you do in the yard sale again? Answer phones or run the control? What do you do?
I do research for the history segment, and I'm like on the air talking with them.
Did you know I own that show? I'm serious.
I did know.
You did? Good. I'm glad they told you that. Now, I didn't know you were there, but you have my approval. I'm giving it to you now. You can continue. So, why did you want to come in, and what did you want to plug?
Well,
and if Tim is showing you something on the screen,
show me John
mean
Daly.
To say to me? Okay.
John Daly on the golf course with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
I looked up John Daly young, and I look like him.
You do?
A lot, actually.
Do you smoke?
No.
Tim, is John Daly left-handed?
He's right-handed, and somebody at the Cardinals loves him. And I know Dan McLaughlin, the Cardinals broadcaster, was supposed to play a round of golf. He was supposed to have a charity golf tournament in St. Louis this September. It got canceled, postponed until next year. But you know how they do those cardboard cutouts of fans? Somebody of the Cardinals really likes John Daly because right next to Red Shane Deist and Stan Musial, there's a John Daly cutout right behind home plate like every other home game.
Oh.
I don't know why. And he drives around in an RV, and the Hooters girls love him. So you could get an RV and go to a Hooters, and you might...
there you go.
If the girl's drunk enough, she won't notice that you're too young. You'll be blurry, and she'll think, oh, John Daly.
Yeah, and if anyone finds out, it's her fault.
Yeah.
Right.
So what do you want to plug today?
Well, I'm in a junior achievement class for my high school, and it's a business thing where we create our own business.
Can anybody get in that, or you have to be an A student or something?
Anyone can sign up.
Okay.
Oh, and by the way,
junior achievement's been around a long time. I remember that. What?
Speaking of that, we did give Jack some crap on the yard sale, and he is now on the honor roll.
You are?
Yes.
Oh.
I just nodded.
I like the fact that he didn't just throw that out there. Right. He's modest. Modest.
Yeah. Humble. Humble. Yeah. Well, it's also because I'm barely on. I have like all B's. And they're like low 80s.
Now, he was talking about junior achievement and that they are trying to be entrepreneurial. Is that accurate? Now, have you seen the movie Risky Business with Tom Cruise?
I've heard of it. I've been meaning to watch it actually lately, but
that's the underlying theme of that movie is Tom Cruise is in an entrepreneurial junior achievement society where teams at his school compete against one another, and like one team builds paper towel rollers and another team has some kind of drink stand or snow cone stand, and Tom Cruise throws a party with all of his friends with prostitutes. And it's a human fulfillment party, and he makes like $80,000 in one night. He won the competition.
That's a good strategy, though.
It is. Yeah. It's a great. Yeah. You know, he made more in one night than all those guys did the whole semester. So just, you know, aim high is all I'm saying.
But I believe he did it when his parents were away.
Correct.
Right? Parents, are you, it's a little bit personal, but you live with mom, dad, or mom? Or who do you live with?
Mom, dad, and grandma.
Okay.
We all got a house. A couple years ago, we both sold the houses and then bought one.
Good for you. So, do they ever leave and leave you in a home alone with the house?
Not for like a week or whatever.
Oh, he needs a couple of days.
Never more than a day.
When they have gone for a day, be honest. Have you thrown a wild party? Has everybody come on over?
There was one time, and my mom's going to look at me. I said, can I have one friend over? And I ended up having like four people come over.
Oh, danger is your game.
Hold on.
And trash the house.
So, nah. She hasn't...
I'm waiting for her to turn around.
She's not reacting. Is she awake? Maybe she's asleep.
Probably.
So you had four people over. What did you do? Is that four total or four with you? Five with you?
Four total.
Okay. And what? So it was you and
three
male,
other people.
Male, female. What was the breakdown here?
It was me...
I'm guessing all sausage.
No. It was two girls and then me and my friends.
So two guys. Now we're getting somewhere.
Ladies,
you had the house for a day. Your parents are gone. Grandma's gone. You and a girl and another guy and a girl had the house.
Yes.
Did you guys have intercourse?
A double.
We did not. No. No.
A double date.
Right. You say that with regret.
I do say it with regret. One of the girls that I did have over, I really had a crush on, and I was like hoping that like the other two would leave early, and then like we'd be stuck alone. But it never happened.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
They all
like
left
that.
At the same time.
You have time. You have time. It still never happened for me. So I'm old.
Right.
Now I'm sorry. Junior Achievement.
Yeah.
It's a club, and what is it again? You wanted to plug. I keep getting you sidetracked.
So the website that we're selling from is rsja.square.site.
Okay. No one listening will remember that.
I know. So I'm going to say, there I go again. Text me at 636-346-4249, and I can send you the link to the website.
That's just hard to remember.
Yeah. All right. So
here's the thing about radio.
What do I do?
Give me the website.
Here's what you do. What you do. You have Dan Strauss, who's in charge of our Facebook page. Put on our Facebook page and leave it there for how long is this going to go on?
The sales end October 2nd.
Okay, for a week.
Hey, that's our anniversary.
That's right. October 2nd, we will have been here 3 years. We start our fourth year.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Now, facebook.com/AM in the PM. Dan will put this information up there because nobody will remember any of that. But all they have to remember is facebook.com/AM in the PM, and there's your information. There it is. Jack Bullard and what you're doing and the site they can go to. Now, what is it you want people to do?
Is to purchase from me as the sales associate, and I will donate half of my commissions to Respond to Rescue, which I heard about on your show recently.
Ah, Complete Auto Body. They had a golf tournament for Responder Rescue, it is, last Friday. Good
and my
you.
Goal is to sell at least 100 items total, which I think we can do.
What kind of items?
They're hoodies, crew necks, and sweatpants.
What do they say something on
they
them?
They have STL written on the front, and then they have the fleur-de-lis on the back.
What does that stand for, STL?
St. Louis.
I knew that. I just wanted to see if you knew it.
And what's on the back?
Fleur-de-lis. French.
Fleur-de-lis.
Yeah. It means flower of... What does that mean, Jack? Fleur-de-lis. Flower of...
I think it might mean...
Flower of the chicken or something like that?
Flowers and chicken.
Maybe flower of the chicken or something like that?
No, fleur-de-lis. Flower of
flower of love. I bet that's something. That
I bet that's
French.
It. That
flower
makes
of
sense.
The chicken is breading.
Now...
That's funny.
So you want them to go on there, and it has prices of these items?
Yes. There's this. I know the pants are $20 to $22, and I think it's the same for crew necks, $20 to $22, And then the hoodies are $25 to $27.
And does it explain what it is you're trying to do? Is this your entrepreneurial project? Is this your
class, the class site, that's the class site. And when you go to order, it's going to have a thing where you select your sales associate, and then you're going to want to select my name.
Jack Bullard.
Jack. It says Jack B, but yeah, Jack Bullard.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a complaint.
Okay.
I went to Mizzou. I'm a loyal Mizzou guy. Mm. Okay. And Jack Bullard, sitting in studio today, is wearing a Mizzou lanyard, mm-hmm. which is what somebody, a member of the media, would wear around their neck and they right. had their press pass.
Keys
okay?
on it.
Right. Keys, guys, keys on it, which is great. So I first thing I saw, I noticed, oh, yeah, this kid's cool. Jack Lanyard, or Jack Bullard, with his Mizzou lanyard on. Sorry. Then I noticed his shirt. And he is wearing an Oklahoma Sooners shirt.
Oh my goodness!
Okay. I can explain.
Now let me tell you something, boy. Let me tell you something. Only two things come from Oklahoma, boy: steers and queers. I don't see any horns on you.
Oh, see that, wow. Jack? I apologize for that. Jack.
So,
but seriously, you got to make up your mind. Oklahoma and Missouri, not the same outfit.
He said he's serious.
My dad played football for Oklahoma in the '90s, hence why it says 1994 Cotton Bowl on the shirt. Mm-hmm. And my brother is currently playing football at Mizzou.
He's it's a family. He's taking care of everybody.
That's right. He gets a pass.
All right,
about the fam.
You get a pass.
It's a pass.
You get a pass. Where are you going to go to college?
Probably.
Well, I might add that to do this, you don't have to go to college. Dan does not have a college degree. I don't have a college degree. Limey does not have a college degree.
Nope.
Only one here that has it is Tim. He says he has one. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen it, but we'll take his word for it. He has a degree. So 3 out of 4. No college degree. Is Cleveland, does he have a college degree?
I don't think he does.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he's got a degree of something.
Point is, most people I know in this business don't. All you have to do, if you want to talk on the radio, is be able to talk. Be able to talk and tell stories and engage people. Now, if this were your show today, what would you want to talk about today?
That's
what has happened recently? What's on your mind? What do you know that's going on that you want to talk about? And I have a question. Would you want to do politics? Say no.
No.
I'll tell you why. As soon as you do that, you lose half your audience. You alienate half your audience.
Although the one thing that I would talk about, though, today would be political, though. So it's like,
what would that be?
It's Sam Page not letting high schoolers do athletics.
You think they should?
I think they should, because it's something you sign up for. It's not something that you're legally required to do. I mean, school, I can see that, because if there's schools in session, you have to be there legally.
Right.
But sports, you sign up for.
I think you're going to get what you want, because the pressure's on him. A lot of people put a lot of pressure on him. I think you'll get what you want. How do you feel about the COVID-19 thing? Are you afraid of COVID-19?
Not necessarily afraid of it. I'm more scared because, like I said earlier, I live with my grandma, and she is older, so I'm more aware for not catching it.
It's called compassion and
right.
caring for others.
Good trait.
Here's my prediction. You're going to do really well. It may or may not be in this business, but you're going to do really well. And I'm not kidding.
Will you give him the token warning about going to the dark side and being an FM DJ?
I've heard that. I've heard that you do not want to be...
Unless we go back on FM, then they're okay. If we go back on FM, all of a sudden, then FM DJs will be okay.
That's FM talk radio. DJ's a disc jockey spinning records. Mm. That's the
music. He's got a point. Music is no longer.
I don't want to do that because it's hard to show. I want to be able to talk. Like that's. I got in trouble at the high school station once.
What are the call letters of that station?
92.7.
That's not callers. That's a frequency.
Idiot.
Yeah. You ever seen Napoleon Dynamite? Have you seen that movie?
No, I have not.
Oh, you should watch it.
I should. I'll look that up whenever I get home. It's KFTN.
KFTN. Do they have a jingle like a KFTN? Jack Bullard.
No, they don't.
They should. They should have a little signature thing for you. You have a show there now?
Not my own personal show, just because it's hard to DJ when the studio's closed.
No, that's true.
So we record remotely, and we just have shows, like general shows, and we substitute who's on those shows. There's no specific show for one person.
All right, let's go back to today. You have a show. You work here. Let's just say that. And your show comes on at 3:41, which is in 45 seconds. And we'll do it like a condensed show. And let's just assume Tim is just finishing a newscast. So he'll simulate wrapping up a newscast. And he'll say, and it's 3:41, and now it's time for the Jack Ballard Show. And here's your host.
Bullard, sorry.
Jack Bullard. So Tim can do that. He has 20 seconds to do that.
From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. And just around the corner, it's the Jack Bullard Show.
Grab your coat.
No, that's my thing. And I'll say, well, thank you, Tim. It was a great newscast. Well, folks, we're 4 seconds away. In fact, no, we're 2 seconds away. Here is Jack Bullard.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. Welcome to the Jack Bullard Show. I'm your host, Jack Bullard. Alongside me, board operator Trevor Limey Phillips, Tim Woodburn, and are you on the show?
Yeah.
And Frank Opinion. And
right
Dan
away,
Strauss.
You're smart not to do it by yourself. A lot of pressure.
Right.
So now you have us on the show with you. So you're the host. Hi, Jack. How you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic.
What are we going to talk about today?
I don't know.
See, right? See, that's where it gets.
He's honest.
That's where, you know, that. But that's we face that every day. There are a lot of days I come in here, I have no idea what we're going to talk about. But you know what happens? It's like magic. We come in here, we say good afternoon, we tell people what the show is, we do a thing called the Burke segment, and all of a sudden, like right now, most of this hour is gone already. And when I came in here today, I didn't expect to do this for 40 minutes with you. That's just how it works. And it'll just get easier and easier and easier. But I'm not kidding. Remember that I said this. You are going to do really well.
Thank you.
You are. I'm serious.
Why is it called the Burke segment? I've always wondered that.
My high school history teacher was Mr. Burke, Jack Lloyd Burke. And it was a one-hour history class, American history. He started every class. And it was, remember at school, the bell rings, exactly at the top of the hour. Well, he would start top of the hour, and the first thing he'd say every day is, does anybody have anything to say? And Mr. Burke would let us just BS with him. Hey, Mr. Burke, about those Cardinals, or what do you think about the new stats on the COVID? It didn't matter. He let us talk about anything we want,
really,
but
cool.
Exactly 15 minutes after, I mean, on the button when the second hand hit 12, even if we're in the middle of a sentence, he'd say, let's get down to business. And he'd do 45 hard minutes of American history. That's the Burke segment. I just dedicated that to him because I like the fact that he started the class by letting us just talk.
That's cool.
And he'd join in if we wanted him to, or ask him questions, World Series, whatever. So that's the Burke segment. Do you know what AM and the PM means?
Large morning show in the afternoon.
Large morning show in the afternoon is the name of the show, but our listeners say we're AM in the PM. Why do you think they say that?
I thought it was just a nickname for the show.
No, think about it. AM in the PM. We're AM radio.
Oh.
Yeah. Light bulb. But it's on in the afternoon, PM. But it has another meaning. This used to be a morning show. That's why it's called the large morning show in the afternoon. So it was an AM show, morning show, that was on. It's on now in the PM. Two meanings, AM and the PM. And now you know.
So I just added a story for the 4 p.m. newscast about your school district, the Rockwood School District, announcing today that they're going to let students through second grade the option of returning to in-person classes 5 days a week.
Wow, that's cool.
What do you miss most about not being actually physically in school with other kids?
Probably.
I'm curious as to what your first answer is. What's the thing you miss the most?
And if you
say anything other than girls, you're a liar.
I'm trying to think of something other than that.
Okay, so other than girls, what do you miss the most?
Probably just being like kind of like the class clown. I know that's super hokey to say.
No, it's not.
I just enjoy making like fun of things and stuff in class.
It's not hokey at all.
Right, and I love to do it so much.
Do your teachers love it?
Some of them do.
Do they still get conduct grades on your report card? I got those in high school. You get the academic grade and you get the conduct grade.
Not that I'm concerned. And my parents, I don't think they would care, really. I think they care if I get good grades as far as my, you know, I turned this on time. And
yeah, well, here's what they should care about. Whether or not you're just a decent person and how you treat other people. Through my whole grade school, especially grade school and high school, they would write comments on my report cards. And multiple times over the years, he talks too much. He talks too much. He talks too much. Now, a lot of parents would be concerned about that. My parents were very concerned about that. You shouldn't talk so much. Stop talking. What do I do for a living?
Talk.
Bingo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it wasn't such a bad thing. Kind of like if a teacher says all he thinks about is baseball, it's okay. And the next thing you know, he turns out to be a big Major League Baseball player, and his parents live in a big mansion because he's making, you know, $18 million a year. Not necessarily a bad thing. So class clown is good, and the reason it's good is if you're honest, when you're in high school, you want to be whatever popular means. You want to have people like you.
Right.
It's just normal. Or pay attention to you. There are multiple ways to do that. You can do it by breaking the law and being the criminal in the school. You can do it by wearing a red and blue and yellow mohawk and look like a parrot, and put spikes in your ears and, you know, spread your earlobes out with gauges. You can do that to get attention. Or you can make people laugh. And making people laugh is not going to alter your body for the rest of your life. It's not permanently going to disfigure you. It's not illegal. And everybody likes to laugh. So if you make people laugh, you're just making people do what they normally love to do. It feels good to laugh.
It really does, yeah.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. How do you make them laugh? Is it physical or do you tell jokes?
Both. So it's just kind of like I'll do like weird things whenever I say something funny. Like there was in Driver's Ed, we had a highway patrol person come in. And I was like, I think we can all agree that drinking and driving is bad. And I raised my hand.
That sounded exactly like a highway patrol.
That was very good. Very good. Very talented.
And I raised my hand and said, I disagree. And everyone laughed really hard.
Oh, to the highway patrol you said that?
Yeah, but I said it like in a way that they knew he was joking.
See?
I was joking.
There's an art to that.
Yeah.
There is. He didn't get thrown out of class.
No, the driver's ed teacher was like, good one, Bullard.
See? He knew your name. Are you a joke teller?
Like, as far as I can set up a joke and deliver a punchline on it, I'm not very good at that at all. I'm more of like if something comes up in a conversation and I can say something.
You take it on with it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, the only reason I have this job, I'm not kidding you, is because I know how to tell a joke. I never set out to do this, ever. Like you said, this is what you want to do. I never said that. Especially at 16, I never even thought about doing this. I thought I was going to be an optometrist. That's what I started studying to do after high school. Mistake. Because I did it for other people and my parents. Oh, they'll like it if I'm an optometrist or if I'll be an attorney or some of that stuff. I hated school and I hated to study, so I was never going to be a doctor of any kind or an attorney. But I always liked jokes and could tell jokes. And they thought I was being silly and wasting time and talking too much. Didn't encourage it at all. So if you want to do talk radio and you are willing and you know that being real successful at it is a long, long, long shot. But that's no different than playing baseball through high school and college. Right, Tim? And thinking you're going to make the major leagues. It's a long shot. You're probably not. But if you're good, go for it. Because if you do, you're one of the handful that made it. And you could still, there are talk radio people that make plenty of money, not many. But you could do it.
Yeah.
Well, as long as he knows how to sell also.
And, here's where you're lucky too. By the time you get into this, everybody will be on board with the app, other streaming platforms where your audience is unlimited around the world. So by the time you get it, yeah, you could do well. So do you have any questions before you leave? We're going to let you stay the whole hour, by the way. So
I don't really have any questions.
I think that's still unusual because Dan said you listen and you love the show, and I would think you'd have a question.
I'm just still kind of in shock that you invited me.
Oh, I didn't invite you, Dan.
That I was invited.
Here's
by
what happened. Dan called me at home, and he said, "Hey, we've got this guy. He comes in on the yard sale, and he's an intern, and he'd like to." And I said, "No." I just said, "No, whatever it is, no." He said, "Well, let me finish. He wants to come in and promote some thing at school," and I said, "I don't want him in there." And so Dan said, "Well, then I'm quitting and I resign." And so I caved in. I'll let you go. No, Dan's the reason you're here, and I said I'm fine with it. But you're in here because of Dan, and you're welcome. I'm glad you're here. And I think that if you did a show now, would you do the show to relate to people your age, or do you think that you relate better to people who are a little older than you are? Because I was related for some reason to people a little older. I don't know why.
Yeah, same here. Especially like my parents watch a lot of stuff from when they were young, and I'm always around it. So I can relate better to an older audience. But I think if I had an audience that was all my age, I think I would do pretty well also.
See, I think you could do both.
I think you need to tell him, Jack, about some of the songs that are in your music library.
Oh, yeah.
He has songs in his library that...
He's looking at his phone now.
A 16-year-old...
I'm getting him up.
Yeah.
A 16-year-old shouldn't even know. But, and Scott and I are both, like, baffled by the songs that he knows.
Yeah, but you know what? My kids, when they were teens, Jimi Hendrix, Earth, Wind, and Fire, they had all that stuff from the 60s, 70s. So what do you got in your phone there, Jack?
Let's see. I got some Marty Robbins.
Whoa, Marty Robbins, El Paso. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
I have...
You know, Marty Robbins was a race car driver?
Really?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Race car driver, and not attractive or handsome at all. A little short guy, ugly, acne scars, but boy, could he sing, and people loved him. What else you got?
And on the second to last episode of Breaking Bad, Walter White steals a car in New Hampshire and drives it all the way to New Mexico, and the only cassette in the car is a Marty Robbins cassette.
Beautiful. Who else you got in there?
Jim Croce.
Oh,
Notorious B.I.G.
Okay.
Motley Crue. Wow. Ambrosia.
You got it all covered.
38 Special. Prince. Ozzy Osbourne.
All right.
Michael Jackson. Jay-Z. Let's see here. George Jones.
Wow. You do have it all covered.
Yeah.
What's the George Jones song?
She Thinks I Still Care. It was
She Thinks I Still Care. I know that song.
Yeah, it was in
Just
Swingers.
Just because I asked a friend about her. Just because I spoke her name somewhere. He knows it. He really does know it.
Oh, I know all the lyrics. So I could probably go word for word on all the songs on this playlist. There's 450 of them.
Give me just a couple more.
Let's see. The most recent one that I added was A Million Miles Away by the Plimsolls.
Don't know
that's a good one.
I'm dying to ask Jack a question before he goes off the air.
Go.
Let's see if this kid's got spunk. And I'm probably setting myself up for a big B slap. Give us some constructive criticism. How could this show be better?
That is a good. And be honest.
Snap.
Be honest.
Probably expand more on the social media aspect of it.
I agree with you. But that's somebody else's job.
That's true.
And they don't do that here. They should, but they don't.
I could create. You're talking about creating a Twitter account and maybe
A more Instagram? Active website that's more interactive. Yeah, interactive. Now we could have the show, the video of the show. That's me. I said no. I'm not interested in people looking at me. I've never liked that. I don't care about people looking at me. I don't like
Facebook
attention.
Live.
Yeah, Facebook Live. I don't like it. It's radio. You know, let them use their imagination. Right now, they would not have had any idea what you look like until Tim said young John Daly. Now, in their minds, they have an idea what you look like.
Right.
So,
theater of the mind.
Anything else before you go? I have to do a quick bit of business. You just want to sit here while I do it.
Sure.
You know who Johnny Londoff is?
I do.
When you get your license, will you have a car or do you have access to
I already have a car.
You do?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a 2014 Nissan Altima.
Okay, that's a fine car. There's nothing wrong with that car.
It's really easy to drive, too.
Yeah. What does that mean, easy to drive? They're all easy to drive, aren't they?
It's easier to learn on than, like, my dad has an Armada, and it's huge, and it's
what?
Hard to, like...
Oh, turn. That's a big...
a big truck.
And massive.
And it's hard to turn, but with smaller cars, it's easier to make, like, tight turns and stuff. So.
If you came into some money, got a decent job, and could buy a new car... Where do you think you might go to look for a car?
Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Good answer.
Yep. And then, right after I got the car, I'd head over to First Community Credit Union.
I think you got it backwards. You go to First Community first and get the loan, go get the car.
Oh, okay.
Two good answers either way. No matter what order. Well, that's a very good answer. And if John's listening, he would love to hear that. Now, the thing is, I'm trying to think... what in the Chevy line that 17-year-olds would...
Oh, there's the Spark. That's a small compact cowboy.
Well, Camaro. I'm going Camaro.
I like Camaro.
I think Corvettes may be out of the budget.
Camaros are kind of timeless. Like I've always liked those. I think they would fit well with any age group.
I think you're Camaro.
They're just universally cool.
Yeah. Or pickup. Women love pickups.
My brother just recently got a pickup.
Some bad truck.
Most popular vehicle in the country. Pickup truck.
I can see that.
Silverados. You know, well, at least you know where to shop. They temporarily, if you go to Johnny Londoff, to the main, the Chevy dealership, not the Autoplex in St. Peter's. If you're coming from the west, you get off at Florissant Road. You used to get off the Washington Elizabeth exit, but they're doing some major improvements. So you get off the Florist Road. Coming from the east, you still get off at the, if they flip, it's the Elizabeth Washington exit. Not a big deal, just something you need to know. And then, of course, if you're looking for pre-owned and not a new Chevy, you can go to North County, go to Florissant, or you can also go to St. Peter's to the Autoplex where they only sell pre-owned. And the pre-owned market is on fire. Your pre-owned vehicle, and I know a lot of dealerships, they say this every year all the time. Your car's never been worth more. It actually happens to be true now. There's a shortage of pre-owned vehicles. So if you have something and you're even thinking about getting something new, it's your time. Trade. You will get top dollar for it. And that is not just a slogan or some empty promise. You will. You can shop. They got a great website, 24/7 at Landoff.com. Now, we have a couple of minutes left.
Oh, give me the website again, Jack, so I can put that on our Facebook page.
rsja.square.site, S-I-T-E. And then you're going to want to put buy from Jack B as your sales associate.
Okay.
I've 1 minute, and I'm going to give you an example of how we do what we do. When one of the things I was going to talk about today, and it won't take long, it doesn't take up much time, is I talk about things I notice just on a day-to-day basis. Here's something I've noticed for a long time. All these hand sanitizers, almost everyone says this, kills 99.9% of germs. I want to know what that germ is that's a tenth of a percent. What is that germ that they can't kill, I wonder? See, I'm curious about that. Why can't they kill 100% of the germs? 99.9, that's pretty close to 100.
It is, but...
Why do you think they say that, 99.9? I say it's a liability thing,
right,
and it's a CYA deal. So if anybody at any time ever were to discover in the lab, oh, this hand sanitizer didn't kill this particular germ, they can go, well, that's that one-tenth of a percent one. So just to cover, they say 99.9. But I think things like that are interesting to me.
I do, or like how they put something 99 to price things.
That's the retail mentality. Everything is priced. If somebody says to me it's only $49.99, immediately to me it's $50. It's over $50.
Right.
By the time you pay sales tax, that's just the way marketing is structured, because they realize that people hear $100 as a lot more than $99.95. It's the same thing. It's a nickel. So very good. A good observation. Will you be on Saturday on the yard sale?
I will.
Do you talk on the yard sale?
I do.
Would you stop that? I don't want you talking. I'm kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll sign language. I'll feel around in Scott's hands like Helen Keller.
I'm glad you came in. You can stay while I do. You know Bertarelli is? Bertarelli. What do they do?
They make knives, or they sharpen things.
They
make masks and gloves.
They don't make them. They warehouse them. But they sharpen knives. Lots of knives. They sharpen 2,500 knives every day. That's a lot of knives.
It is a lot of knives.
For 1,300 restaurants and kitchens. That's a lot. They sell out of their massive warehouse. Give me all the personal protective equipment things you can think of real quickly. Go.
Masks, yep. Gloves, yep. Face shields,
yep.
Cups. That's all.
Okay, I mean cups, like they wear catchers and baseball right. players wear to right. protect your genitals.
Yes.
I didn't know that. I didn't know they had protective cups for COVID, genital cups. I didn't know that. They have isolation gowns. They have hand sanitizer. They have plexiglass panels, and the rest you've already named. Then they have a warehouse full of it, and there's no excuse for anybody anywhere around St. Louis to ever have to go to the boss and go, I'm sorry, we didn't get our gloves in on time. Well, you should have gone to Bertarelli, because they have plenty. So they're in the PPE business, they're in the cutlery business, and they're in the reconditioned mixer and meat slicing equipment business. So they do a lot. It's a great family business. You know where they're located? Yes, that's right. They're on the hill on Marconi Street, right here in good old St. Louis, Missouri. Bertarelli, if you want to use the Italian accent when you say it, BertarelliCo.com. Good luck to you, Jack Bullard. You are going to do just fine.
Thank you so much.
So thank you, Jack Bullard, everybody. Give him a round of applause. And if you heard, he has his own show on Saturday morning called The Yard Sale from 7 to 9 o'clock, sponsored by First Community Credit Union. Dan Buffa will be in after the news, and we're going to kick around what's hot, what's not, what's good, what's bad in the way of movies and TV shows. We'll do that at the 4 o'clock hour, which it already is. It's 4 o'clock. It's 590 The Fan.
The 590 The Fan app is ready for you at your app store. Download it now and start listening today. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Attorney for Breonna Taylor's family are praising the $12 million settlement reached today with the city of Louisville. Taylor's mother, Lenita